Rappaport Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
So we started yesterday with looking at why do transgenders want to use opposite bathrooms to their biological gender. And when we apply some simple logic, we find that there's not a real good argument that they have. We looked at the fact that they rejected the idea of removing all bathroom genders and having it where anyone can use whatever bathroom they wanted. They argued that then heterosexuals would commit assaults, but of course homosexuals would not, I guess, or transgenders would not. And then we have this. The next logical argument was to have individual stalls. They rejected that. Why? They said that having individual bathrooms where everybody has a bathroom, male, female, doesn't matter, use whichever one, you're the only one in there. They said that wouldn't work. That would be discriminatory. Who are you discriminating against? Well, no one, because anyone can use whatever bathroom they want. This is a little bit of a logic that you can then apply to realize their real issue has nothing to do with discrimination or the things that are actually coming out of their mouth. It's a different purpose. What is the purpose then? Well, the only purpose we can conclude is to further an agenda. You see, when you show that logic doesn't work and their arguments are invalid, you then realize they have a different motive. And you have to question what the motive is. In this case, we know that the motive is political because it doesn't make logical sense to be anything else.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.